breaking down the biggest stories, talking about what really matters, and bringing you the biggest forum to let your voice be heard. Now, broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, here's Steve Scafidi.
And well, there we go. Now I can hear myself. Whew. You miss a couple days of work. Everything changes. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour, Friday edition. I'm off 2 days, work one day, off 2 days. I love that schedule. No complaints. Hopefully you had a great week as we wind it down. So I often debate myself. I say to myself, Steve, what do you want to talk about as part of Is Steve the World? And, you know, I've got great neighbors for the most part. And we're very conscious of our yards, which is a good thing. I spent the last 2 days in my yard, for those who are landscapers, re-edging all my landscape beds. I mean, tedious work, but it looks fantastic. Now just waiting for the mulch and all the pressures on my mulch guy to get that in, and said it's coming next week, so we shall see. So I thought, because I love the topic, the relationship issue between neighbors, right? So we have extremes in this. We have everybody loves their neighbor, right? You know, being a faith guy, I think that's important. Loving your neighbor, appreciating them, understanding there's differences. And then there's like the hate your neighbor folks. But there's also that nuance of they're just crazy or nuts. So today's edition of Is Steve World the World, how to tell if your neighbor is nuts.
Rule the world.
All right, you probably know this first one has to do with grass. You know what's coming? Three simple words. Cut your grass. You look at your neighbor's yard and the grass is higher than a carload of Wisconsinites coming back from an Illinois weed trip. They're either stoners or they're nuts. Now, you would think this would be fairly straightforward, right? You only have to cut it for, what, 4 months out of the year here in Wisconsin? Chances are if you have a house, you have a lawnmower. Those two things kind of go together. Matter of fact, here in Wisconsin, most people probably have more than one because we never throw anything away. Let's just say there's a lot of unofficial junkyards in the old Badger State. And most of this stuff is not a treasure. American Pickers isn't coming to your garage anytime soon. They'd walk in and go, this is junk. Let's go. So let's focus on a basic fact. And you've heard me say this before, but this is the greatest hits. And I'm going to give you this again because it's important that we understand this. And some of my neighbors, as great as they are, still don't understand this. Grass grows on an irregular or inconsistent basis. If it's rainy, it grows faster. If it's dry, it may go dormant. It will go brown. Then you don't have to cut it, other than the weeds. So nature has already built in a natural break. A drought, like we're in here in southeastern Wisconsin, real or the scientific definition, or just what feels real, means no grass cutting, or at least not as often. I don't care if you watch NASCAR every Sunday. When you need it, cut your grass. I don't care if the mosquitoes are bad, cut your grass. I don't care if you want to spend all your free time watching Fox TV or MSNBC or whatever it is, cut your grass. I don't even care if you run out of Busch Lights, cut your grass. If you don't, well, you just may be nuts.
Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
If Steve ruled the world.
I don't know if you're like me, and chances are you're probably not. But have you run across a neighbor who treats their property as their own personal junkyards? I alluded to this earlier. Old tires, remnants of old landscaping projects. And by the way, quick aside, I love the enthusiasm for a new landscaping project, but when you commit to a landscaping project, that's a lifelong commitment, or at least as long as you own that house. What looks fantastic year one often looks pretty horrific in year five. Constant upkeep, re-edge, remulch, thin your plants. All right. So, we've all seen these, right? Broken down snowmobiles, bikes, some cases vehicles that haven't moved in decades, flat tires. Now, some people might say, my yard, my rules. Technically, that's incorrect. Local ordinances have plenty of restrictions on what you can have on display in eyesight of your neighbors. Here's an idea. Most communities have recycling centers or garbage facilities where you can drop off all this old junk for free or for a very minimal charge. Since I'm all about doing good deeds and paying it forward, how about turning off like the latest episode of The Bachelorette for an hour, get out of the chair, offer to help your neighbor load up his treasures? What's the worst thing that can happen? They say no. Well, actually, the worst thing would be they lose their minds, tell you to mind your business, and threaten to blow your head off. But let's be positive. Maybe, just maybe, it's a chance to thaw that relationship. And if they do end up going all deliverance on you, you know what's coming, don't you? Well, then you know they're nuts. Question answered. Reynolds character, not the Ned Beatty character. That's my advice to you. I don't know about you, but I've noticed that people aren't as carefree as they used to be. It used to be people would just put their favorite politician's bumper sticker on their cars. Then it was cardboard lawn signs. Now, of course, it's not uncommon to see sheets of plywood on your neighbor's front lawn, hand-painted with clever slogans like Let's Go Brandon or F this and F that. And seriously, how hard is it to spell the F word, really? And the lack of originality in these things is rather stunning. But that on its own is not a guarantee that your neighbor's nuts. But if you have a neighbor engaged in this exercise of homemade signdom, and they've installed a camera system to monitor not their house but their sign, you might just have a crazy neighbor on your hands. Now, I'm all about freedom of speech and all that goes with it, but freedom of crazy, that's just stepping all over the Constitution. If you have one of those plywood sign-loving neighbors, maybe play this song very loud on your car radio every time you see them in the yard.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
If Steve ruled the world.
Patsy Cline, everybody, a word on neighbors and their lawn decorations. Now, I'm a big fan of the stone deer, the bird bass, I have one. Even the fake waterfalls, if done properly, they look great. All in. Here's the list of things that don't qualify as lawn decorations. Any political sign when the election for said sign has already taken place. Any holiday decorations that is more than a month out from the actual celebration of the holiday. Nope. No leaving the icicle lights hanging on your gutter. I have a neighbor who has them up right now. It's late June, for Pete's sake. Don't make me come over there. Shopping carts. I don't care if you're filling with planted flowers, non-starter with me. Pieces of furniture that you've adapted to be landscaping features in your yard. That includes beds, dressers, bookshelves, toilets, and all appliances, really. See my earlier comment on junkyards. And enough with the theme park treatments of your front yard when it comes to Halloween, and your other holidays. There are plenty of places we can drive to if we want to see a real-life reenactment of the nativity scene or the stories of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Nightmare on Elm Street. I actually like Halloween, the candy part, not your lame attempt to recreate a Hollywood movie set. And yes, your yard can be an extension of your home, but it shouldn't feature the same things you actually sleep on, store your food in, or in the case of the toilet, well, you know where I'm going with that. If you got a neighbor who imagined themselves a Hollywood set decorator, there's a very good chance they may be as crazy as that My Pillow guy, which, if you don't know, is about a 13 on a 1 to 10 scale.
Taken down because we have all the election fraud with these Dominion machines. We have 100% proof. And then when they took it down about 3 weeks ago, when I put it back up,
thank you very much. You're talking about machines that we at Newsmax have not been able to verify any of those kinds of allegations. We just want to let people know that there's nothing substantive that we've seen. And let me read you something there.
It's the
rule of the world. Man, when Newsmax shuts you down, you know you've really gone to the road to crazy town. Here's a few quick tips to figuring out if your neighbor's crazy. If they cut their grass after midnight, probably crazy. If they leave their garage open 24/7, 365, and then complain about having mice, rats, or even worse in their houses, good chance they're crazy. If they argue about politics at a neighborhood block party where no one even mentioned anything about politics, most likely crazy. If they decide to pack up their family, move to a rural part of the state because they feel the government is out to get them, well, congrats, your crazy neighbor has moved out of your neighborhood, but in all likelihood, their new neighbors will also think they're crazy, and even though they live a mile away, will still be disappointed a crazy person has moved close to them. Last but not least, if your neighbor's fond of massive fireworks displays on days not related to the 4th of July, they could be crazy, or just a fan of spending insane amounts of money for something that lasts like 20 minutes. What recession? Have you seen the numbers for fireworks, alcohol, or theme parks? Off the charts. And if your neighbor is a fan of all three at the same time, that is all the proof you need.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go, as you shoot across the sky. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your go.
If Steve ruled the world.
Speaking of neighbors who are just really bad at being neighbors, or quite frankly, owning anything that involves maintenance and upkeep, my apologies to Jeff Foxworthy here, but you know you're a redneck when your pickup truck is parked, not on the driveway, but on your front lawn. You know you're a redneck when the lawn service companies don't even leave a flyer on your front door. You know you're a redneck when you can't even find your lawnmower in your yard and you don't have a shed or a garage on your property. You know you're a redneck when your wood fence is actually wood pallets stacked end to end on the neighbor's property line. One more, if you actually mow around the tipped over cooler from a summer party that's been laying in your backyard for 3 months, probably a redneck, but let's go to the expert.
If you've been on television more than five times describing what the tornado sounded like, you might be a redneck. If you've ever cut your grass and found a car, you might be a redneck. If your dad walks you to school because you're in the same grade, you might be a redneck.
It's Steve. Ruled the world.
Oh, he's the best at it. Last but not least, really the last but not least, if you ever happen to be invited over to your neighbor's house for a get-together and you see any of the following things on display, run as far and as fast as you can. A Confederate flag flying on their front yard flagpole. You know where the American flag is supposed to be? And any recent shipping boxes lying around which have MyPillow branding prominently displayed on them. On its face, that indicates bad judgment. Best night's sleep, my... And if the neighbor offers you a drink, or in the vernacular of the crazy, a little something to take the edge off, check the seal on the bottle. If it's readily apparent the seal is broken, slowly back up, thank them for their hospitality, and run for the front door. Chances are... you'll get there before they do, because they're probably drunk. Good luck. That's this week's
If Steve
Ruled the World. Take us a break.
Maybe you're a